Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening for this update, and I just called Larry because he continually gets bounced out, but I think this is working. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Hanging in there. Glad you got me.
Yeah, I think you, there's got to be something in this system where you get bounced. Anyway, where do we want to start? Let's start with this new radiation thing that's happening. a new article from Space Weather, Cosmic Ray Update, new results from the moon. Note to astronauts, 2019 is not a good year to fly in deep space. In fact, it's shaping up to be one of the worst of the space age. One of the deepest solar minima of the past century is underway now, and as the sun's magnetic field weakens, cosmic waves from deep space are flooding into the solar system, posing potential health risk to space travelers. And, of course, they've been operating and warning people flying, too, at the higher altitude to look out. What do you think about this? Is this part of a cosmic wave? That I haven't even gotten to the moon yet, so maybe you could brief us on what's going on there.
Well, it's certainly interesting, Stuart, the fact that, not only are we getting hammered by UV radiation daily, and it stays in the extreme level in my area of the country, and I guess really most of the country, it's staying really off scale. You know, I checked today and it was 11. That's high as the chart goes. I mean, it tells you that, well, maybe it's over 11. You just don't know, like the Philippines that had the real high reading. And it goes on up in the atmosphere. We've watched over the last year as Space Weather has done these experiments, and the flights over the Arctic and some of the other locations on the planet are really becoming dangerous. And at the same time now, we're finding out that something is sending in radiation so thick that it goes all the way to the moon. And at the moon, their test sensors there are showing it's doubled in intensity.
Yeah, which is a kind of a reading, I guess one could say, that we are either passing through a cosmic wave or we're building up, the stronger precursor waves to the great big one that the prophets all said was coming. And there was that prophet out of, I can't even remember where he's from, Belgium or somewhere like that, but he indicated that a wave of fire was coming through and that whole bunches of people would simply vanish. And that would, of course, be the rapture of the church, most likely. And it's getting more and more dangerous. And they've got a chart here in the cosmic rays at the moon, and it has, in fact, more than doubled. So, folks, if you're going out there in the sun, and we're not talking about UV here. This is cosmic rays of probably all kinds of different things. But the UV ratings from the sun are, in fact, getting off the charts, and you want to make sure you take care, particularly if you're going out probably between 10 and 2 and or 2 or 3 in the afternoon, where the sun is really beating down on you, your UV ratings are really, really high. What's the deal on these earthquakes, Larry? On the 17th, 5.4 off Oregon, 4.4 Southern California. What's that about?
Well, it seems or indicates that there's still a lot of activity under that west coast, and it actually runs apparently from about Mexico all the way up to, I suppose, Alaska. You know, they're not slowing down. They're having more and more. Matter of fact, I saw a report today said scientists were concerned because Southern California, in the last 24 hours, they've had a large number of earthquakes, and they're all above three or above, and that's notable. I mean, it's not like the small stuff or the aftershock stuff that's small. You can't tell which way this might go, but apparently it stretches on up under that plate that goes out in the Pacific, you know.
Does this have anything to do with that bridge thing, you know, the thing by China Lake?
You talking about
this is related?
You talking about the Garlock Fault?
Yes, the Garlock Fault, yeah.
Yeah, they seem to indicate that that still appears to be somewhat in motion, and it hadn't been ruled out. So this is continual movement. This has been going on since the seven, what was it, one or three that occurred, and the six plus. So, you know, they're very concerned because this is not slowing down at all.
Well, it's, I guess, hand-in-hand with all the other earth changes and flooding. And now they're saying, you know, they're just not reporting on Barry and the amount of rain it dropped. But I saw a couple of things where it said that, you know, they were concerned that this was going to be another flooding event. And now we're getting all kinds of warnings about food and famine, and the season is not going to be good. We'll get into that. This Cortez mouthing off, along with the group of four, I wanted to get in a little bit of something here that Dave Hodges said. Cortez is correct. There are American concentration camps. Three studies demonstrate the growing Nazi mentality in the United States. There are concentration camps on American soil. She is correct. However, the modern-day concentration camps are not as she describes and will not be holding illegal immigrants as she claims. The article is conclusive in the notion that FEMA camps and all that this means will be in our future unless we change course quickly. These are FEMA camps. I will introduce the two public examples of FEMA camps presently in play inside of America. There are 800 FEMA facilities in all, and many do not believe that America will never have the Nazi version of the Holocaust. Not only is it possible, it is almost guaranteed if the radicalized liberals take over the White House in 2020. The following will make it clear how the present climate more than supports this claim. In addition, three psychological studies would be presented to show how vulnerable any people, not just Americans, are with regard to carrying out genocide against their own people. Of course, talking about the government. Why is it, Larry, that people don't believe we have FEMA camps in our nation? Why do they roll their eyes and think you're just a conspiracy nut? Is this part of that psychological preparation? What do you think?
Well, I'm not too sure that in America that it takes much preparation to cause them to have a, I guess, I don't know, I'm thinking a good way to say that, a real lapse of memory. I was going to mention also, you mentioned Barry, and I don't know if you've seen the most recent data according to AccuWeather, but there's another disturbance starting in the Gulf of Mexico in the same location that Barry had, and they're predicting it's going to follow the same path.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name? Have they named it yet, or is this just
no? They haven't yet. It's just a disturbance, but it'll probably get a number shortly. But they're saying it appears it's going to be just another Barry going in the same same direction. I wanted to mention that, but you know. It's so interesting that the American people, you know, Barry Rockman had run the insanity virus Torah code, And apparently, you know, that must be accurate because America can't even believe that they've got a government problem right now.
Yeah, this thing is it's coming down around their ears, and they're not privy to it, I guess. They don't understand what's really happening around them. And I think you can, you know, it's kind of like deep state, the people who are running the deep state. They're blind. They're literally blind to what biblical prophecy and other prophecies, for that matter, Native American prophecies have outlined some horrendous things that are coming to America and how the government is complicit in an awful lot of this stuff. And you would think, you know, these people in deep state, they're not stupid people. They're quite wise, I guess one could say, earthly wise, I guess. But here they are bringing in the death of America, and somehow they think, I guess, they're going to crawl in their little hidey holes and wait until it's all over, and then they're going to come back out. They ought to read Native American prophecy when it comes to that. They're going to be killed if they ever do stick their head above the ground. You can't leave people on the ground, folks, and let them take the heat while the elite who used all your money to build what they built and not expect retribution when they stick their heads back out. It's going to be very, very interesting. Anyway, I want to get it to another headline. Congo's Ebola epidemic is the second deadliest ever, killing more than 1,660 people, who World Health Organization just declared it a global health emergency. What do you make of that, Larry, in view of the fact that of biblical prophecies of epidemics, et cetera, it almost seems like this is a deliberate, I mean, we had all kinds of people coming up from the Congo, coming in from places that already had Ebola, and they're fanning out all over the country. And Lord knows what else they have. Carrying
yeah, over. We're the perfect scenario, Stuart, for a world health crisis takedown. We've opened our doors, we claim, I suppose most of us don't feel like there is a border anymore. It doesn't appear to be one. People are saying there's a line out there, but it's continually crossed. And if Dave Hodges' post today is correct, and we may have problems too, his headline was CDC dispatched to Phoenix and New York City suspect Ebola cases. So. And we've known they've been coming in, Stuart. The Democrats and the deep state, they want them. They want all of them. But you know what I'm wondering is, and then my question basically would be to all those Democrats and deep state people that wanted all this horrendous activity in America to bring chaos where they could take over. I'm wondering, do you know disease really doesn't recognize Democrat or Republican? And neither does bullets or missiles or bombs. So I'm wondering, when it's over, where do they think they're going to live when this nation's destroyed?
I don't think they think that far ahead. They think they've got this in the bag. They think they can depopulate America, and the Bible prophets more or less indicate that they will, to a point before the Lord decides I've had enough of this and destroys them all. This is not uncommon for you folks in the deep state, where he has used you kind of people to punish a nation. But then he always turns around and destroys those who punished the nation. That means you folks in deep state. And when I use the word punish, that's probably not a good word. It's much more horrific than punishment. It's eternal damnation. And you have no excuse, as I've said before many times. You people in deep state, we know you listen. You have no excuse whatever. You've been warned. You've been told. So you can go dance in the blood and guts of the Christians and think you've got it wired. I got news for you. You don't. You don't even have a clue. You think probably most of this is just a big joke. When you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll find out that not only was he the one in the scriptures, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of all lords. And you're going to find out the hard way that that's absolutely true. It's not something anybody, I don't believe it. I know it for an absolute fact, as many Christians do. It's not a belief structure. Christianity, properly understood, is not a belief structure, really. I should get into that sometime. Go into the book of Hebrews, and you'll find out that if you really believe something, you're going to do something with that belief. Like Noah didn't stand around twiddling his thumbs. He went out and actually built an ark because he was told to, and he moved with fear. That's the problem, Larry, with Christians in America today. They don't have any fear of the Lord.
Yeah, well, Stuart, I think it's because of years and years of a snowflake gospel.
That's a good way to put it. It's a fake snowflake gospel. That's absolutely right. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, exclusive. Google, folks, for all you people, if you don't support those who are telling you the truth, very soon they will vanish. Exclusive. Google to block all anti-cancer, anti-vaccination, and anti-GMO websites at the browser level as tech giants go all in with pharma drug cartels. This is from Natural News, and this is exactly what's going on. It says Google will also penalize all websites that promote Donald Trump, Christianity, or conservatism. What you're watching when you watch the four come out and Pelosi along with her, you're watching the outing of the communist coup. Pelosi's guilty of treason at this point. You think they're going to do anything to her? Of course not. They're not going to do anything to any of these people. Who is it, Larry? Was it the owner of Google? I think that some senator said we should investigate this for high treason, and Trump said, yeah, probably we should, but do you really think they're going to do anything about that? They need these people for the New World Order.
Yeah, that's true. I think his name was Thiel.
Yes, he's
running
for
Thiel,
president.
Something. Yeah, yeah, and he said you know, he said it's unbelievable how they're cooperating with the Chinese, who are our enemy, and working with their military, but they refuse to work with the American military. Stuart, this is a big coup, and it's bigger than people think. And what's so interesting is the fact that over the last week, we have noted, or let's say a few of us that watch Real News have noted, that Pelosi and the four basically can say anything as despicable as they want to about the president, Donald Trump, but he cannot reply or fight back. That's how it is. That's a communist coup.
Yeah. What, folks, I told you this before, but just keep it in your memory. When a communist accuses somebody of something, they're the ones doing it. They always operate that way. And Trump had every right to do what he did. I don't see anything wrong with it. I love his tweets. He just hangs it out there. This is the way it is. And he is not a racist. He never was a racist. And he employs all kinds of people in his, or did in his business. So it's all just communist rhetoric. Divide and conquer is what's going on. Set ethnic group against ethnic group, political group against political group, religious group against religious group, and on it goes. And this is how they divide and conquer and destroy a nation. And once you have that vacuum there, there's something really strange now beginning to go on with Trump. The move to get rid of him is accelerating rapidly. I'm a little bit concerned because of the Simpsons show. where they show him in a coffin. And I was listening to a prophet who's, well, he claims he's a prophet. He said he had a dream. I don't know whether it's true or not. But he was in Washington, D.C., and he began to see water coming up. And people were getting a little bit worried as the water grew and grew and grew. And then a big alligator came along and started taking out various people. But it seemed like he said they were targeted people. A lot of blood in the water. And then all of a sudden, this great dragon came up, fought with the alligator, and finally decapitated the alligator. And he went into where Donald Trump is actually connected in some ways to an alligator. They were trying to say that they thought the dragon was China. I would disagree with that. The dragon is most likely Obama. And taking the decapitation of Trump would have to be his takedown, whether it's a impeachment and they throw him out or whether it's an assassination attempt. But, folks, pray for your president, whether you like him, hate him, whatever. The Lord tells us to pray for our leaders, and he definitely and his family need prayer. I mean, they are out to get him, and they're out to get us. If they kill Trump, they're going to come and kill you, too, because you're the enemy of communists. Yeah, Go ahead.
I was just going to say there's five headlines on Drudge Report, and Drudge usually leads all of media basically on clues. And let me read the five headlines all together, and the last one is the one that's important because you just mentioned it. Number one, and this is Drudge Report, House set to condemn Trump, floor fight erupts, squad fires back at Trump, CNN, MSNBC says racist Trump 636 times. Now, here's the one that's important. A question under Drudge says, is Obama about to step up? What do you think, Stuart?
Yep, it's Obama. I know it is. I know I get laughed at a lot. But too many Christians have been told that Obama is the lawless one. Everybody's looking to Europe. They're looking at Prince Charles or whoever over there. But if you read your Bible very carefully, it says that Lucifer, and I can't prove that Lucifer and Antichrist are the same thing. Most people would say they were. So I'll go along with them because I don't know. But Lucifer comes out of Babylon the Great, and he's hiding in the weeds right now. And Trump's got to go down. Now, how he goes down or how long he stays before he goes down, that is open to question. But I think we are, Larry, coming up on the end times very rapidly. What do you think?
Well, I think so, too, and something that's kind of disturbing, Stuart, is the fact that, matter of fact, this is what the interesting headline, this is Hal Turner, he also posted the headline about the New York City blackout in certain areas and tied it to Iranians that were in by the UN up there. But anyway, listen
right.
to this. This is Hal Turner the other day. He says, electric power mysteriously is having outages in Washington, D.C., unknown reason, and then says all radiation sensors and bioweapons sensors offline in affected areas. So it kind of makes me put out the question, Stuart, is something moving around in our country or over our country that they do not want detected by radiation sensors? And, you know, we've had this happen in New York. We've now had this happen in Washington, D.C., where monitors are offline. And then also you might tie in the state of Arkansas radiation sensors that went off
yes.
suddenly. For no unknown reason, these sensors went off. And so there's something somewhere.
Well, we know that Spetsnaz has suitcase nukes in this country. They've had them in here for quite a while. And we know that when the call is given, all bedlam is going to break loose, and it'll probably be a nuke attack of one form or another. Chaos within, let's put it that way. Deep state has entrenched itself to the point where we are going to go under a communist China-type system. Might as well get used to it because that's what's coming. As exactly how they get there, I guess we don't know, but I think we can figure it out because they're stamping out all truth. You can't have truth in the New World Order. Here's a good example. Google exec says InfoWars and Alex Jones will soon be unsearchable and will be eliminated from YouTube. They're going to get rid of them altogether. And here's another one I want to get into just before we shut down. I did a half an hour. We'll pick up on this Friday, the Lord willing. U.S. nuke sniffer plane over the Persian Gulf. What is that about, Larry? What's your take?
Well, my take is, you know, and I'm just surmising, but apparently there are some rumors in the background that Iran is more deeply involved with the nuclear situation than everybody has said, and possibly has even tested something, because there's been some sudden earthquakes in Iran lately that would be about a level of a test. Anyway, these sniffer planes, Hal Turner has posted that it was seen and spotted over Bahrain and Qatar, and it's being deployed. And basically he says that the deployment of this sniffer plane shows a very serious development in the Middle East. And also, too, I was going to mention, Stuart, that I think it's a United Arab Emirates oil tanker vanished, and they just found out Iran has it. Now, Iran is saying that the tanker had motor troubles, and they had to help them and took them to one of their ports. And we know how that goes, but the U.S. is coming out saying that they had seized it. So it's getting more serious there in the Persian Gulf.
Yeah, it's just a question of when, folks, that we get into a war. You wake up or hear it in the noonday news or afternoon news, there will be a flash that we're at war. We're at that verge right now. There's a lot of things going on that people just aren't finding out about. It's hard to sniff out all this news, but sniff it out, we try. Larry and I do really try to sniff it all out just to keep you posted. Just remember that this is all part of the matrix, and your job is to get yourself out of the matrix. And by the way, talking about the matrix, Frequency Book 2, The Mind Matrix, is now available in paperback, and people are ordering it. We're getting very good reviews on it. It really does, how do I say this, illuminate what the real situation is. And most, I would have to say that 95% of the Christians have no clue as to what is really going on around them. And that's the fault of the pastors and the preachers and the teachers who just, for whatever reason, won't tell them the truth. Any last word, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, and we can talk about it the next show. We can talk about what the Hopi Indians knew about Mothman.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. That's kind of interesting because they even have drawings of this creature that has been spotted in Chicago, Mount Pleasant, before the bridge collapse. I'm worried about Chicago simply because of Young Brandt and a few others like Red Elk have had visions of Chicago disappearing. A huge earthquake strikes that area, and the earthquakes are on an uptick. The volcanic activity is on an uptick. And we will certainly keep everybody abreast on Friday night if something breaks. More than that, we will come on tomorrow night. But so far, it's kind of quiet. Most of the stuff that's going on is in the background. But the communist takeover is clearly in our path, and we can see it now. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will see you Friday night, the Lord willing. Good night, everyone.